Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, mystical lover. Yeah, you sold me to a tone one time, you know.
Lover.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unique, what's up, Unique INT?
Hi, what's good? What's good, everybody? You know, just working.
Yes, yes.
Actually, editing now.
What's up with you, brother? How you doing, man?
Just grinding. Just in the studio, you know.
Yeah. Hey, check it out, guys. I know y'all been waiting for this. I know you're sitting back here. You're anticipating who's next. You know who's next. The one and only female diva, the superstar almighty, Miss Vienna. Oh, yeah, Vienna.
What's up?
What's up, baby? How
hey,
you doing?
It's been crazy. I got a sick baby at home who's teething. The phone will not stop ringing. It's like it's been ringing like just crazy, man. It's been crazy. That's all I can say.
Wow. Hey, guys, check it out. Tonight we're going to have a great show. You know how we do it around here. If you got any questions, just press one on your keypad, and I'll acknowledge you at that time. Save your questions for a little later on, though. Let us talk a little bit. Let us get into these lives of these artists. And if you got any questions, we want you to ask questions. Audience, I mean, we want you to speak to the independent artists, and we want you to feel at home. You're at home here. DJ Black Sheet and Vienna Show. We like everyone, man. If you got anything going on you want us to know about, you can get at me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. Or you can get us online at www.cezaradio.com. That's www.cezaradio.com, guys. I think everybody that's out there listening. I think my audience will listen. We're gonna break songs tonight. I'm gonna play a song from each one of these artists, and we're gonna get a little bit to know them. We're gonna let Vienna talk to him for a while. I'm gonna talk to him now, but I'm gonna make a special phone call right now. Give me a second. I'm gonna make another phone call right quick and get this guy on the phone because this guy is pretty busy. He has some other stuff on. He had a couple of conference calls going on, but I told you I was gonna have somebody special on the show. You already know I'm talking.
Yo.
What's up, Mr. Flesh and Bone? What's going on, brother?
Oh, what's going on, man? I'm sitting over here feeding one of my youngest sons some of this Gerber baby food right now. You know, it's lunchtime point. So, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, you want to call you back? Yeah, we can call you back.
Hey, what?
No, it's all, man, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I had to, you know, had to step outside real quick, and, you know, little man was flipping out, so I just had to see if I can, you know, cure some of his hunger pains real quick, man. What's going on over there?
Here's the deal with us, man. We want to go ahead and knock your interview out first. I know you got a lot going on. You're playing daddy right now, and I want you to take care of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get the star, man, so I'm going to let you know. I got your brother on the phone, J-Mac.
Oh, okay, cool. What it do, Jay? What's going on with it, loved one?
What it do, big bro? You know how we do.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's beautiful. So that's what it do, man. Y'all boys connecting the dots, getting around, getting it in. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah. You know how we do it, man. We do it the same way, man. We try to get it in. Hey, brother, but I'm going to let you talk. I got a co-host, man. I didn't tell you that. I have a co-host. Her name is Vienna. She lives in New York City. She's the queen of this show right now. And she's going to talk
okay.
to you and answer some questions. I know you got to go, like, pretty soon. So we're going to fall along. We want to get the basic information. Vienna, go ahead and take it away. Let's go.
Vienna.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's going on, Vienna? How you doing?
I'm doing this. You're over there feeding your son, and I'm over here trying to put my son, just trying to keep him hush-hush because he's teething right now.
Oh, yeah, see what I'm saying? Yeah, he got one of the things. Yeah, teething, the teething part is real crucial. So, you know, that he gets the chewing on things and everything. That's real critical phase right there. So that's what it do, you know. It's beautiful thing.
I'm used to girls. I'm not used to little boys. So you're going to have to, like, fool me on the whole little boy thing. I don't care.
Right.
Okay, I
that's
don't
right.
get it, but either way,
okay.
That'll be another topic. I want you to
okay.
tell everybody out there who you is, what you do. I want them to know who you are. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, for sure. You know, representing on the air right now, you have Flesh and Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Been around, you're going into 20-year anniversary right now. So, you know, we ain't no new booties to this here game. You feel what I'm saying? We've been around, you know what I'm saying, putting it down for a long time. Some of the most relevant hip-hop artists that ever stepped on the scene. We've been around getting it in real sincerely, real strong for a long time, you know, working on a variety of new projects right now, and got a couple of situations, tours coming up right now. So, you know, we're keeping it moving, man, keeping it moving.
Absolutely. You guys have been around for so many years, and you guys got back together on the Rock the Bells Festival.
Yeah, this is one of the things, you know, it's always something that seemed to spark an ongoing movement forward with Bone Thugs and Harmony. One of them was me, you know, being released from prison in 2008. We kicked down the door with that, and then we got together for the Unified record in 2009. And, you know, it's just a lot of significant things keep happening right now in Rock the Bells. You know, going into our 20-year anniversary, we're getting ready to get together, you know what I'm saying, and put together, you know, a nice little headliner for the Rock the Bells 2012 tour. And not only that, you know what I'm saying, we're getting ready to come together and put together pretty much slap another project together, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, other than that, you know, I got a mixtape that I'm working on right now called the Duct Tape Gang Mixtape. You feel me? And it's a whole lot of stuff that we're getting ready to kick down the doors for 2013 right now, going into our 20-year anniversary. But Rock the Bell seems to be one of the most significant events and tours that's getting ready to pop, besides the new Bone Thug record that we're getting ready to put together.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When I got the email, I said, wait a minute, Bone Thugs and Harmony are getting back together. Say word. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, we kind of like right now, we grown men in the game right now. You know, we've been together. No doubt we can still get in there. We do what we do when it comes to this music. We put together hot music, and that's no question. You know, we the master of the stage show. We got a hot show that everybody, at every now and then, if you ain't experienced the Bone Thugs and Harmony show, you got to experience that, because we don't just kick dope lyrics. We professionals to the fullest degree when it comes to a live performance. You feel me? We got so much experience in it, you know, we can switch it up. We can do a DJ set with you, you know, have two DJs and dancers rocking out and keep it old school hip hop. Or we can go new wave with you and, you know, we've rocked out. We got a great relationship with several bands, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 piece band. Get up there and rock out with an orchestra. We've been doing it like this. So, you know, before you say you know Bone Thugs and Harmony, you got to at least come see us perform live.
Exactly. Definitely.
Yeah, because the folks ain't heard or seen anything until they see us perform live, man. It's a whole other, another level type of experience. And I got to really, really suggest that the fans really come out, you know. And that's one of the ways we catch them, too. You know, a lot of people say they hot MCs and hot artists and everything, but it's really a lot that pertain to being a really dope, well-rounded, triple threat of an artist. You feel me? Having a hot 16, that's cool, that's fine and dandy. You know how to ride a hot 16, but you know how to get in front of a crowd of 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 without getting nervous. You feel what I'm saying? And showing out without getting nervous. Or, okay, you're going to get the butterflies every now and then. Are you the type of artist to be able to get up there, screw up a line on your rap, instead of feeling embarrassed, you know how to play it off, you know how to ad lib, you know how to make up for it, you know, to where the fans go, okay, you might have messed that up, but you don't throw yourself up under the bus type. It takes a lot to be a good artist today. A lot.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But let me ask you something. You've been in the game for so many years, okay?
Uh-huh.
And from being in the game to the way the game is run now,
right,
how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, I look at it, I see, like, the world is crazy, period, in general. You know, you look and see what's going on out there, you know, and it's a lot going on in the world, and life is crazy, man. Life is crazy. You got the ups with the downs. It's like a roller coaster. And the music game, the industry, it's like, you know, these cats, they need to wear, they need to ground themselves, be themselves. I see a lot of what's going on out here. A lot of these young cats is really afraid to be themselves. You feel me? There's no originality nowhere no more, you feel me? It's like, and I see a lot of cross-dressing. I see a lot of metrosexual, almost close to homosexual. Now, mind you, it's freedom of speech, this, that, the other. I speak my mind with my own morality. I do not agree with homosexuality and metrosexuality. I believe God created a man and a man and a woman a woman. A man should dress like a man and a woman should dress like a woman. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, when I see a lot of these guys, you feel what I'm saying? That it's like they put it, it's like, that's how crazy. I'm witnessing a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? No, is it gay to be immoral on a type of level? Is it gay to be? Is it okay? You know, this is what's happening to a lot of our entertainment. They shut you every time I cut on the TV. They shoving it down my throat. I can't even let my kids see TV no more because it's like, you know, it's like they making it okay. Oh, it's okay to be a pervert. See, now you got to see. I'm somebody that believes that there are different stages of perversion. Now, you're a pervert. My grandparents taught me morality. Now, you can start off at a degree of perversion until it reached a point to where you like want to be sleeping with kids. See, pretty soon they going to be wanting to make it all right, so okay, that they can deal with sleep with perverts, you know, adults sleeping with kids. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the pedophile type shit. And mind you, I'm a father that just experienced going through this with one of my own little children. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? But that's all I'm going to say about that. Because I just retrieved one of my babies kidnapped by somebody that's way out of her, you know what I'm saying, a grown-ass man thinking it's okay to be with a kid.
Right.
Or a grown-ass man thinking it's, you know, I'm saying all that to say that a lot of this stuff is being depicted in our music today, and it's not cool. You feel what I'm saying? It's not cool. We went from struggling in the streets fighting for rights, and when you finally get them rights, and look what we're doing with them. You feel what I'm saying? Look what we're doing with it. So it's, yeah, it's crazy. The industry is crazy, and it's like, you know, it takes well-grounded, you know what I'm saying, well, you know, strong-hearted, strong-minded individuals to keep music on the plateau that it need to be, to inspire, to motivate, to keep people, you know, to make people understand that you can do and be anything great, positive, and influential that you want to be. America was built off that.
Right.
So where are we taking America? You feel what I'm saying? Music is one of the most highly influential arts that presses this country forward. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's one of my duties to stay raw, stay hard, stay hardcore, and keep coming up with concepts that help benefit the people that's going through the ins and outs, ups and downs. You feel what I'm saying? Okay, you ain't going to never catch me in no skinny jeans or no spike halter top ass tank top with the spikes on. This is not what you're gonna catch Bone Thugs or any member of Bone Thugs and Harmony getting involved with, or thinking it's cool to hold hands and hugs on another dudes and all this other shit. Nah, man, you're right. The industry is crazy, and I think a whole lot about it. That's why my music getting more and more in depth today, cause I got to smash their ass, and I got to bring it back home.
Right. Exactly.
To reality, down to the earth. You feel what I'm saying? Down to earth, man. You feel me? People need motivation. People need inspiration. You feel me? They need somebody that they can hear that's making sense, that can be dope with their music and still talk about something that gives them the inspiration to get up, stand up, get the fuck up, and be everything that they can be. That's what the people need, man. Not all this bullshit out here today. You feel me? And I ain't finna be out here to point no names. We know who we are. We know who they are, and these artists know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But Bone Thugs and Harmony, yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony is Bone Thug is still relevant in 20 years. As you know, once we made one song that was relevant and turned back and did it again and again and again and again, topped the Beatles records, chasing down Michael Jackson's record. Brother, this is a hip-hop group that we talking about. And we here for a reason still, man. We getting ready to do another one. It's something in that. There is some significance in that. People can say whatever they want to say about Bone Thugs and Harmony, but look here, I don't think it's too many. Man, look, I don't think it's too many that can walk in our shoes, man. Like I just said, man, I just covered one of my babies that's been kidnapped. She's back home right now, safe and sound. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't want to answer no questions based on that note, but I'm able to put that out there because it just dawned on me like, God damn, okay, I can't believe I'm able to say that because I went through that. And it's no, life ain't peaches and cream. Never. No, I don't care how many umpteen millions of records are sold. No, it ain't peaches and cream. I'm still a soldier in this field, and I'm going to stay one.
Because you're real, and you keep it real. And that's what I respect about Bone Thugs and Harmony, because y'all keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because
you got a lot of artists out there that are fake. Let's put it out there. We're not going to mention any names, but there's a lot of artists out there that are fake. And it's all
there's
about
too many of them out there.
Yeah, and it's all about that respect. You know what I'm saying? You get respect.
Exactly.
You get respect. And I so give you, and I admire you as a person and your group.
Exactly. Appreciate that.
It's unbelievable. And I'm so happy that your daughter came back. Is she okay? Was she all right?
Yeah. It was an immaculate recovery, and now I'm dealing with the process where I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm lucky. I'm glad that the police got their hands on this one individual before I did, and that's all I got to say. Now I'm just I'm doing everything I need to do to make sure that they prosecute this bastard to the fullest extent of the law, because as soon as they set his ass free, he mine. Period. Not to say that, because as long as I don't got to do nothing, I'm gonna make sure that this motherfucker get buried. So as soon as they let him go, he's gonna get buried. Period. So they better keep his ass as long as they motherfucking can.
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
But you know what it is?
As soon as they cut him loose, I'm burying this motherfucker.
That's right. And you know what? And I bet you'll go to jail happy, because that's what I say about my kids. If I have a man touch my daughter the wrong way, or if anything happens to my girl, I will kill that person, and I'll go to jail happy. I'll do the time, but I know that motherfucker's down is 6 feet under.
Nah, it ain't about doing no time either. It ain't about none of that, because ain't nobody going to know that this dude ain't going to know what hit him or who did it. That's all I'm saying, and I'm going to talk shit about it. And ain't no mob figure, no, damn right. You do wrong, you get got. Fuck that shit. The folks know what they did. The police better protect that nigga.
That's right. You're absolutely right. But let me ask you something.
I don't got to lift a finger. I ain't going to lift a finger, and that's all I got to say.
Yeah. That's real talk.
You know, that's just the way that goes, and I just got to keep it 100% honest. You feel what I'm saying? He got it. It's that this dude is a marked man, whether flesh got anything to say anything about it at all. He's marked. He fucked with the wrong family.
Right.
You know? So that's all that is. You know? But yeah, other than that, guys, keeping it positive, keeping it focused. We got the Bone Thug record that's just getting ready to the new one we getting ready to start working on. The Duct Tape Gate, it got a new group called the Duct Tape Gang. Of all the, how ironic is that? You feel what I'm saying? Duct Tape Gang. The mixtape. The Duct Tape Gang mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It's going straight to iTunes, and it'll be available in 2 weeks on iTunes. So look out for that. The Duct Tape Gang got fleshandboneglobal.com. The website being renovated. We finna have a first online mall on the internet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going real crazy with the business, man. I'm trying to put on my Bill Gates, Donald Trump hat and do something real with my life, so all my loved ones can have something to do.
That's right. That's right. Now, let me ask you something. Where do you draw your influence from?
My influences? Mm-hmm. Well, the are you referring musically, family, or family?
I would say,
off the top, hands down, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. You feel what I'm saying? James Brown. You know, Michael Jackson was a stone cold beast. You feel what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, hands down, was the greatest that had everybody exhilarated with the butterflies, and they're so excited, glued to the CD. We all seen Mike Moon. When we all seen Mike Moon walk across the stage the first time, when I first saw it, it was a wrap for me. I knew what I was going to be doing with my life, something about what Mike doing. So, and his brothers highly influenced, you know, because the whole mixture of the Jackson family was a cold dynamic. And, you know, other than that, I can keep going on and on. And then as far as, you know, you got Al Green, you got, you know, I gotta take you old school, you feel me? I got to, you know, and it's like,
we good.
You know, I was a teenager and I once found myself wondering why I'm listening to the Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, you feel me? Way diverse, you feel me? And, you know, I'm great fan of these individuals, you feel what I'm saying? And, Now, as far as hip hop goes, you know what I'm saying. You know, I feel that I've tailored myself behind individuals like, you know, Run DMC, the DOC, the Doc. You feel me, Eazy-E, and you know what I'm saying. Cats like this, Big Daddy Kane, and all that. You know, I kind of like feel that, you know, that I've kind of like tailored myself after these greats in hip hop. And you know, major influence in my life, even the Beastie Boys. I was a stone cold influence in a major way by the Beastie Boys. I don't know why, but I love them to death.
Well, they were hot. They were really hot.
Straight up, they was hot, man. The first white boys that kicked in the dough, waving the fo-fo. You feel what I'm saying? They did it before Vanilla Ice. They did it before Eminem. So, you know, did it before Yellow Wolf. It was them. So, and I love them for that alone, because it was like, damn, these white boys kicking these dope ass rhymes like this, man. And I've always been hooked on them. But there are others. There definitely are others that's been such a major, heavy influence on my life and impacted that, you know, that made me the artist, you know, that tailor-made the artist that I am today.
Now let me ask you, those artists that you just mentioned, would you find them in your iPod?
Yes, you do. You look at my collection. You look at my collection. You see those records from, you know what I'm saying, Run, from Beastie Boys, from, you know what I'm saying, DOC, of course, Eazy-E and W.A., Dre and all them, the likes, and you know what I'm saying. Not to mention, also got to mention LL Cool J. Grew up with him, real strong. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, and you got to remember too, my first solo deal. You know, I was 20 years old when I signed my first solo deal with Def Jam. So you know, I was up under these guys' wings, real tough with Russell Simmons. You feel what I'm saying? The luncheons. You know what I'm saying? Smoking the big Cuban cigars with Leo Korn, and you know, these dudes. You know, not only Jerry Heller, you know, these are influences. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know, I sat down and had heart-to-heart meetings with the likes of Jerry Heller. Not only just Eazy-E, but Jerry Heller laced my boots. Russell Simmons laced my boots. Jay Prince down south with the, you know, running the ghetto, you know, Rap-A-Lot record. See what's so cool about my history is that I sat down with all of the greats that put this stuff together, from Russell Simmons to Leo Korn to, you know what I'm saying, and I can keep going on and on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? Jay Prince, these guys, you know, I sit down in the rooms like Flesh. Each one of these individual sat down and said, yo, Flesh, you can do this. You can take this far. You're going to be big if you just listen.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And they laced my motherfucking boots so fucking cold, it's ridiculous. These are my influences.
Hey, Flesh, I have a question for you. Before you became a Grammy Award winning group, you're working at KFC. I mean, did you ever think you would be as big as you are now? Did you ever think about you when you work at KFC, frying chicken and stuff? Do you ever think you'd be that big in the industry?
I'm sorry. No, actually, no, I don't. Hold on, guys. Here, Pookie, I need you to hold him for a couple minutes, please, and try to feed him some of this. Hold on, guys. No. So, you know what, bro? As a youngster, you know, we've had goals and we had dreams of making it, you know what I'm saying, and being famous, of course, you know, we had those desires, but never in a million years did we think that it would be this astronomical at this magnitude. So while we hustling, while I'm doing what I'm doing, I got my first job, bro. I was only 14, 15 years old, bro. The very first, KFC was the only application I ever filled out in the job. I got that job. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because of the way I carried myself as a youngster. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that shit taught me, other than hustling, you know what I'm saying? I knew how to sell a bag of weed. I knew how to sell a dime rock. You feel what I'm saying? But being able to get a job only just made it all the more better because I kept money. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
That was the next question I was going to ask, because I know you're doing that part-time. So I was going to ask you basically how you got your money, so you just told me. All right, I got you, man.
All right, for sure.
But let me ask you something else. You've been on so many tours in your lifetime. What would be your dream tour that you would love to be in with any past or present artist?
I'm sorry, is there any place where?
No, I said, being that you've been on tour for so many years and you've done tours for so many years, what would be your dream tour,
mm-hmm.
a dream tour that you would love to be on with any past or present artist?
Wow, any dream tour that I would love to be on with past, present artists, most definitely.
Like, what would
you know, I would something to the effect of an NWA, Bone Thugs and Harmony. NWA Bone Thugs and Harmony type deal for sure. That'd be a dream tour right there. You feel what I'm saying? To take the surviving, if it was all of the members, if Eazy-E was still here, but even if we can get the surviving members of NWA, all the rest of them, Dre, Q, Ren, Yella, all the rest of them that are still here, you know, we snatch up Snoop. You feel me? We go back across the East Coast. We snatch up KRS-One, not to mention who's also one of the great influences in my life, in my career. Him, you feel what I'm saying? Snatch up Run-DMC, and then we hit the road like that. You know, that's my dream tour right there. But you know what? Wu-Tang, I have to go too, though. Hey, guys! I'm finna be in close quarters with my babies having a fit right now, but he only be crying for a minute. But that's the dream tour right there. You know, Wu Tang would definitely have to come along. Oh, and Rough Riders with DMX and the Rough Riders. That's a dream tour right there.
Let me ask you this, man. What's up with your brother Lazy Bone? What's going on with Crazy Bone? What are they up to now?
Oh, you know, we getting it together to hit this road, bro. So that's been the main thing. That's been the main focus. No matter how much they're two bickering and fighting, you know what I'm saying, you know, gripe. You know, ultimately, it's about the brand. It's about the business. We getting ready to do a Bone Thugs and Harmony World Tour, so that's what we're focused on.
Okay. Hey, brother, it sounds like you're getting ready to get started, man. Hey,
yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God.
How old is he?
1 year old. He just turned one.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he just turned one. Yep.
Not,
are you sure? I'm sorry, guys. What was that?
I'm said, go ahead and do your thing, man. Hey, man, you
saw
a lot going on.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's get. Hey, fellas. Hey, J Mac, I love you, bro. Thanks for the plug. Hey, y'all, let's not let this be the last time we speak. Let's get together for some big business, man. We offer club dates, tours, whatever, you know, shows, whatever y'all got on the horizon. Y'all want to get together. Y'all got features in mind online. Call me, hit me up, man. You know, J Mac, pass the plug right there and let's get together. Big business, baby. All day, okay?
Yeah, you already know.
Okay, man.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys. Okay. Okay. Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
That was flesh and bone right there. You heard it, man. That guy's...
Hot.
He's on top of it, man. I was like, wow. Trying to get a word in, but you can't get a word in between you and him. I said, hey, I'll just let her have it.
Sorry.
I wanted to know what they had going on, like, right now, and J-Mac can get into that once we go to him, because right now I would like to play a song by Flesh and Bone. My studio went down. I'm trying to get it back up right now. But I would like to play a song by Flesh and Bone and let everybody check out the song, because it's a great song. I listened to it earlier, and I was like, wow, that's tight right there. But hold on for a second, guys. I'm still coming up. Okay.
Is it one of the new ones?
Yeah, it's brand new, actually.
Nice. So we're doing a world premiere song from Flesh and Bone.
Yeah, we didn't get that either, but J-Mac can do that, if you don't mind, J-Mac. You can do that world premiere for us for Flesh and Bone, because I didn't get it from him before he got the phone. Can you give that to us? The name of the song is Ain't Fair by Flesh and Bone, and I would like to play that song, and J-Mac's going to give us a world premiere.
You want to get that on the cracking right now?
Yeah, hey, J-Mac, do you mind just giving Vienna a shout-out, DJ Black Caesar, and we'll take care of it like that, man, because you're his brother, so, I mean, who else better to do it than you?
What's the name of the song?
Ain't Fair.
Ain't Fair?
Yeah.
All right, right about now, this is a world preview of the song by Flesh and Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Ain't Scared. Right now, you're listening on DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. Let's go.
Your concrete Christmas present arrived about 2 seconds early. No thanks to you.
I apologize for any unfortunate mishap, sir. May I put my hands down?
Don't test your luck, Shakespeare.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. Resurrection, hope the fleshy back has perfect timing. When the last time he saw perfection, I heard a perfect keep crying. Y'all see my face with a smile, and he rust us wonder why. And ain't seen my face in a while, he back with a vengeance, not a word of smile. My office when you need fair for climbing. Bitch, nigga, supposed to resign, you don't the interest, he's fine. It's all your business, it's your highness. Sit alone over my throne, so many bones wrong. They try to keep up like we the chosen. They chose to become funky, whatever hit him with something sick. They told me, really, the way I knocked him, silly, got savage shit. Let's just smash it for the streets, we did it, made number one across the land. Admit it, which brand's the biggest? Sad to think, but why you surprised I'm still here? Yeah. These babies say I'm too serious, but they don't want to see me serious. I keep the classic like a grand piano. My squad, we get it in that same office. Some haters like a Savannah. I'm all burning in the sand. You know I'm gonna hold me a big end. How about I put a clean part in your hand? They got the way we have, but we don't care. We do the broken, it's the way we can get it in. Yeah, I'm burning in the sand. You know I'm gonna hold me a big end. How about I put a clean part in your hand? They got the way we have, but we don't care. We do the broken, it's the way we get it in. Yeah, who this nigga think he is? Big sack the one and long, they gorilla smashing all you motherfucking bones. Call me, run up with me, and it'll be something. Waiting to send you on a lonely journey. On a false side, no lie, that's taking the field time. Like a sinner, the further I'm leaving them, I'm blown with it. So Lord, a natural disaster, that's what happened when I go with it. Follow me as you show these greatest how we get in the end. Into my hand, it's like a blender with hits in it. For the help in the second strand. Time is denied, if anyone comes denied. We're talking about it, my nigga, let's take it outside. Girls, I'll be fine, we'll be with them burning time. And hit it, just had to try it. This is how we had to turn it off. behind them. I didn't learn everybody before stepping up to a pencil with flesh and bone. Then the master God created them invincible. Coming at the bit at all costs, wicked for strategies. This shit's not doing bad, like I'm having a got a man. Learning in the same way. You
stick, the skater shoes, you know what I'm saying?
We over here writing. Right.
Man, I got you. Hey, brother, I'm going to ask you a question real quick, man. Like, when you got started in the game, when did you get started in the game, how old were you?
Man, I got started with a cat named Wee, man. He was my mentor. He was the guy that wrote the original track. I don't know if you remember that song by Kevon Edmonds, Babyface's brother, 24/7. He definitely had a stake in that. So I was about probably about 12 or 13 maybe when I started working with him.
Okay.
And just getting in there early age, man. As far as, you know, in the music game, before that, I was getting from my cousin. He had a you know, we had one of those producers in the hometown everybody knew made the beats, and he was making beats on those Maxell cassette tapes. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Hey, check it out, man. I used to make mix CDs on that, man, on those tapes.
Okay, yeah. The Maxell was getting it though back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to take the tapes, and I was real grimy, and I had one of those little stereos, so I would take his beats, and I would put the beats on tape deck A, and I'll record my vocals on tape deck B. And then to do my overdubs, I would switch it. So I would put tape deck B, the tape that's B back in A, and then put A back in B and then record again. So I was real grimy, but just whatever I could do to get the music done, man, that's where I started.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, hey, you've been out there for quite a while. I already know you, man, because I've been checking you out and seeing what you got going on. And you're one of those guys that I would like to talk business with on another level, but right now, I'm going to ask you, who is the artist that you look up to? Who's somebody out there that you look up to in the game? Tell me somebody. I know there's somebody out there you look up to.
Man, there's a few people, man. I mean, you just had one of the legends from the Crossroad era, you know, if they're still on the call right now, on the radio right now with us, you know, Bone Thugs, and they're from Midwest, so I'm from Midwest, so that was definitely big ups on that. There's been a ton of people, man. I would say right now, my two major influences right now is R. Kelly. R. Kelly is the dynamic of change. You know, he's been in the game for a good minute. His brand keeps changing. I was watching one of his new singles, and he took it back to the Barry White era, and he got this song where he does a Broadway piece in the middle of his video. So big ups to R. Kelly. Eminem, as far as a rapper right now, he's one of the rappers I really look up to just because a lot of people ain't rapping about personal issues. And something that Flesh was talking about was everybody's talking about this commercial, you know, these commercial things. Nobody's really talking about life. And that's something that I admire in a real artist, somebody that can actually take their personal experiences and put that in their music and make us all like, okay, that's what's up. So those are a couple of artists that we write
okay,
right now.
Cool. Most definitely. I can dig that, man. So basically, You're saying that you like the old school music versus the new school music, right?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Did you look into the brand, man? We got the brand slogan for me, man, is real music. It's beat you feel, lyrics you relate to, real music revive. That's the brand for artistic. And by the way, if y'all tuned in right now,
that's kind of like why I brought that up. I did see that, and I say, wow, these guys are old school. They like the original stuff.
Yeah, we taking it back. And if y'all tuned in with me, it's RTISTIC World. That's where you can check my brand. That's RTISTIC World. But yeah, it's all about that real music. So my goal when I do a song is I want to give you that, you know, I want to give you that club. And you know, me and my homies in high school, we like to groove, we like to dance, clown around with the girls, all that. We want to give you those records, but I also want to give you those records. You know, you might shed a tear on. You know, we might get serious.
So
that's kind of the goal
there.
Get
freaky on. Why not get freaky on, you know? Get freaky on.
You already know. Sometimes you got to hit home. You know, think about it, y'all. It's the records we remember, like Dear Mama, you know, and he brought up, Flesh brought up Michael a little bit ago, you know. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. You know, and I mean, just those types of records are what's memorable about music, right? So that's what we want to bring back to the game.
Right. That sounds pretty good, man. I'm on that. I can feel that. Hey, Deanna, are you out there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Deanna, you can go ahead and ask any question you want to. You can ask. Just interrupt anytime, man. Just interrupt.
As far as, you know, our situation, you know, I mean, hey, You didn't get me on that last radio interview, but you got me on now, and I'm on with Bone Thugs, I'm on with Vian. Everybody, you know, it's all good, it's all love. So I'm not, you know, I hold no grudges, and I just keep moving forward, man. Just keep plugging.
Well, I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that because I said, you know, since you're so patient, I set this all up. I put it in play. I like for my independent artists to be out there to promote this show. You guys promote yourselves, but since you didn't get a chance to promote it, now you can promote something with a big name on it like this. I mean, that was interesting for Flesh and Bone to be on the phone with us tonight. Actually, it was supposed to be Lazy Bone, but we're going to get him another time. But, I mean, that was interesting to have him on the phone talking, you know, about his daughter and about his career and basically what he's doing right now, what kind of albums they got out about to drop. So that was pretty interesting. And I like to put the artist out there so you have something to promote, something worthwhile, something that somebody else would want to listen to. Basically, what I'm saying is I like to put you guys out there to where you have a superstar on the phone. So every show that we do, we will have a superstar on every phone call. We've been doing this for how long, Vian? About two months now?
About 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a star on the phone every Wednesday with us, with you independent artists. And I love the independent artists. I love what you guys got to say. I love letting you put your information out there. This is the archive, guys. You can go and find this on the page. Once it gets downloaded to the page, it takes about an hour. But once it gets downloaded to the page, you can go and promote this for the rest of your life, man. As long as the internet is up and running, you can promote this all on a website. Trust me. You can put it on your website. You can post it on your website. I'm showing you guys basically how to put something together that you can use over and over and over. And so that's a good thing. And having J-Mac on the phone is even better because he's the little brother of them, and he is this guy right here. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let him talk for himself. I'm not going to tell you how he is. I'm going to let you check him out. He has some stuff brand new that he's going to bring to us. So you guys are going to check him out. But first of all, man, artist, it's great to be on the show, man. I like having you new artists on the show. I like getting you putting your stuff out there as far as what you got going on. So can you give us a little information on, like, some of your social networks where these people can find you, where they can look at you and check you out and listen to your music?
Already. Yeah, the best way to find me is to go to artisticworld.com. So once again, that's artisticworld.com, artisticworld.com. And then, you know, we got the Twitter, the SoundCloud, the Facebook. We got it all on that website just by putting that in Google, if that's the easiest way or a lot of people like convenience. But go to that site. Definitely join me. I'm tweeting right now as we speak. Very social. I don't have somebody managing my social networking. It is me. So definitely holler at me. You know, shout me out. Say, hey, what's up? I checked out the radio show with you, DJ Black Caesar, Vianna. And, yeah, let me know what y'all think and ride with your boy.
So can you say that website again?
Sure. That's artisticworld.com.
Hold on.
TIC World.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The brand, for those that don't know yet, is R-TISTIC. So my name is Artistic, R-TISTIC. And then to find my actual, the website and to follow my music and check out my new music, you go to artisticworld.com with basically no A at the beginning. That's what I like to remember.
Yeah. Hey, I got another question for you, Artistic. Basically, how'd you get that name? Where'd you get that name from?
I went through a lot of names trying to figure out what I wanted to call myself. I wanted to be something that's not in a box. So, you know, if I want to do a country record tomorrow, which I don't plan on it, but if I want to, I can't. I'm not in that type of box. You know, I want to be able to just jump from, and if you follow my brand or you look at kind of some past songs I got out and things that's coming out here in a little bit, we've got a lot of different things that showcase the diversity, you know, the fact I rap, the fact I sing, I do pop, I do hip hop, I do a little reggae. I mean, we do a lot of different things, and I like to be able to, like I said, I like R. Kelly. So if you think about his brand, you know, he does a lot of different things, a lot of different types of music. And that's what I bring to the table in the hip hop world.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you something. What advice would you give to beginners who are nervous in getting into the music industry?
Ooh, I like that question. First and foremost, Do not ever, ever let somebody tell you you can't do what you want to do and follow your dreams.
Yes, sir.
Ever.
Yes, sir. That's right. You're right. Absolutely.
Ever. People are going to do it. People do it for many reasons. Even your own family, your own internal family and network. You know, I love my family to death, but it was not, when I first started at age 12, I was not taken seriously by my own family, and it wasn't until I did a show at Richmond, I'm from Richmond, Indiana, I did a show at Richmond High School at their Civic Theater Center, and I got it on video, so see, I might even send you the video so you know I'm not BSing you. 1,200 people strong.
Send me the video.
Say that again.
We'll get that promoted for you.
Oh, already. Now, I got to have a disclaimer. The sound quality ain't where we at now. Just so everybody knows, everybody heard me say it today. But you can't see. About 400 people came out. Man, it was a lovely thing. It actually gave me the confidence that I have today. And since then, everybody was like, oh, okay, he's serious. You know, this ain't no dream. This ain't no goal. I mean, it's a dream, but this ain't no I want to be a fireman or I want to be an astronaut type of thing.
Right, this is
a real deal, holy field thing. So first and foremost, kids, you know, chase your dreams with everything you got. You know, keep grinding. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take a lot of people telling you no. It's going to take a lot of motivation and determination to override obstacles, and you will hit a lot of obstacles. So be ready. In order to achieve, you have to fail. So just keep that in mind.
Right, right. Hey, brother, tell us a little about your family life. I mean, did you have a good family life? Did you have fun growing up, or were you miserable and sad and sitting in a corner? What? Tell us what's up.
Great, good question. Now, growing up, man, I had, as far as my family goes, I got an older brother, older sister, you know, two parents. My dad actually is still in my life, you know, big ups to that. Big ups to any African-American or any male, for that matter, raising their kids.
Right, right.
Big ups to that. So I actually had a dad who was around. My dad was a factory worker, and he worked three jobs at one time.
Wow.
Actually, so we was on that Jamaican tip, you know, but we wasn't Jamaican.
Yeah, that was a Jamaican tip right there.
Right, yeah, that's the Jamaican tip. So we was on that, and he was getting his money how he could get it. My mom was, you know, staying at home, then, you know, she went into work mode, and, you know, they were on that get your education type of thing.
Right, right.
And then, you know, that was like my internal family. And then outside of that, we had, you know, cousins and all that. And then our my friends is what's gonna set it apart, man. My friends, we had some of the greatest laughs. Me and my tight friends, we love laughing. And we've had so many, like, America's Funniest Home Videos. Like, if I had a video, if we grew up then the way the video world is now, where you got on your phone and all these things, we would definitely be celebrities, man. Like, we had some of a pretty unique bunch. You know, we were always going to the dances and everything. Everybody G'd up, you know, different color suits. Like, you would thought we was Don the Magic Wand or something. You know what I mean? But we had some really, really crazy experiences. And we were always the type of group to be heard and really outgoing.
Now, was it musical? Was the family, like, very musical?
Not really. Outside of my mentor, we all, like, you know, there's a family gathering, you know, barbecue or just everybody hanging out. We'd always have music playing. And it's funny, we go back and we look at the home videos whenever we all get together and look at some past videos, and there's always some type of music playing. It's usually R&B. So outside of that, like, they're all fans of music, but nobody actually plays music other than my mentor. He's the only one. And then on that side of the family, which is my mom's side, these cats, when you talk about blow, like the Temptations or the Jacksons, and you talk about, you know, being able to actually blow and sing for real. Yeah, their whole family can sing. They're all really gifted with the singing talent and, you know, being able to engineer and do all that good stuff.
Now, what
famous musician? Hey, hold on for a second, Vianna. We have a question from a caller that's been holding on for a long time, and I want to address it now. 901, you have a question? Just go ahead and ask a question, please. 901.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine.
Oh, you got a comment or a question?
I have a comment. I love the song that y'all play.
Hey, this sounds familiar.
Doesn't it really?
Is this somebody I know?
Yes, it is.
Hey, guys, you're not going to believe this, but this is actually a good friend of mine. If you've been checking me out on Facebook the last couple of days, you see that I got a lot going on. I mean, I got a lot going on. I'm promoting 24 hours a day and also taking time out for love. And if you guys know what that is, this is my better half on the phone right now. This is Martha. What's up, Martha? How you doing?
Hi, honey. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm good, baby. So what's up, man? I know you had a long day today. I know you were working, so what's up? What you doing up in Memphis?
Working, cooking.
You haven't got out of work yet?
I got out of work. I'm at home cooking.
Oh, okay.
I have to say one thing. For all you listeners that don't know, Mr. DJ Black Caesar is engaged, and this is Martha, his fiance. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Fiona. How are you?
Salute to that.
I'm good. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Nice.
Wow. Hey, I'm glad you called
DJ
me.
DJ Black Caesar.
Yeah. Get it,
DJ Black Caesar.
DJ
Black Caesar, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Martha, darling, hi. I'm supposed to get the Muhammad DJ Caesar over there. That brother right there, that's my little brother. Now, I just got a problem, Viola.
Viola, my sister.
I love you, but I got a problem with DJ Caesar because I know I did not have to find this out on his radio show. You mean to tell me, DJ Black Caesar?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we keep a secret now? It's like that, brother? It's like that?
Is it? I didn't find out about it until I read it on Facebook this morning.
That's how you popping it now. I mean, you could have sent me a text first, you know, so I could pop my nitroglycerin
Black Caesar. Yeah.
We better get you a reality TV show, bro. We better get you a reality TV
show. You know that's right.
Hey, check it out. Can I talk for 1 minute? Hold on. Let me explain seriously. I'm DJ Black Caesar, the landlord of the South. I did not know myself until today. I just posted it up on my page today. So if you guys kick up with DJ Black Caesar, then you know what's going on. I just found out today myself.
Okay, well, we don't want to talk to you no more. We don't want to talk to you. Martha, how did he pop the question? That's what I want to know. How did he pop the question?
Wow. Yes. Hey, we've given enough information. We're not going to give that information. We've given enough. So
What did he say? If he didn't come with no class and no finesse, he in trouble. How did he pop the question?
Hey, don't worry.
Hold on.
I got a tie with
you, Caesar. Is that my cousin? I cannot play anything. That is Scooby-Doo, baby. Check this out, baby. Let me tell you something. See, we had parties for the past 2 or 3 weeks, baby. So you had to know about this game a long time ago, baby, because you didn't come to the players' party last night, baby, and you got to turn in your damn card.
Hey, look, I'm not only turning my cards in, but I'm a new man. I'm not looking at any other women. I haven't done that in a long time anyway. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing anything because I'm in love. You feel me?
Scooby-Doo, baby. I'll see you, baby.
You're going to make me cry.
Let me tell you something. And I got another problem with you, DJ Caesar. You and what's the guy on the phone? What's his name? Artistic, that's his name, Artistic. Nobody mentioned Willie Hutch and Barry White and all these good people back in the day. Nobody mentioned Curtis Mayfield and Boosie. Nobody mentioned my man Boosie.
Al Green either.
off Al Green.
Wow.
Over Scooby, so I had a. I didn't have any Scooby snacks for you, boo. I couldn't open the door.
You know, so baby, you just dismissed, baby. You dismissed.
You know, audience, check it out. Check it out. I'm going to control my show because this is getting out of hand. Hey, I can't have that, man. We got too many artists out there that are online right now. We need to hang up with some of these artists, man. We got to get rid of some of these people. Scooby-Doo, take a break, bro. Take a break, Scooby. Hey, you still on?
I'm right here.
Okay, back. Hey, Artistic, man. I'm sorry about that, man. Artistic, I got one more thing for you, brother. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yes, sir.
Right. A song called "This Is Me." Can you tell me a little about that song? If you don't mind, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, "This Is Me" is a record about you know, who I am, kind of what we were talking about before. My family, and you know, they still are. They're big on education. So my nieces got some talent that really needs to be heard. I've been telling my brother, you know, and as their uncle, and kind of watching their situation reminds me of mine. And basically, I didn't have some of those support systems that we need to be successful in life. So anyway, "This Is Me" basically was me kind of getting that out. Like, you know, there's more to education, you know, or there's more to music than just talent if you got the talent. And there's more to life than just education and getting a degree. So that's pretty much what that song is about.
Hey, brother, can I get a world premiere for this song called "This Is Me" by you, please? Basically, you're going to give a shout-out to DJ Black Caesar Vienna.
You already know. It's your boy R to the Dash on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show, and this is the world premiere exclusive of "This Is Me." Let's get it. R to the Dash.
One chance, one more opportunity. I know that you listening because you ain't immune to me. You fake ass little rappers do nothing more than humor me. Comedy, watch me toss and box me just what I bloom to be. Yo, community, just put me on your radar. I can see you coming, but you can't see me, hater. Hating for no reason, and you know that my flow is way more than decent. So watch me close, cause I'm easy in, and go against me by committing treason, man. So you might be too treasonous until the day I'm leaving this earth, a legend in the making since birth. And you don't take me seriously, that's unfortunate. You're in the minority group, subordinate. If it ain't on the menu, I order it. I go after what I want, don't you see, baby? This is me, homie, this is me. What I'm destined to be, homie, this is me. Have a part of me. mind, but have one of the greatest mentors of all time, we. So now, I'm coming with a sound mind. My niece is waiting on an uncle. She is in my downline, and she can sing. And I ain't talking cakes or patty. My family don't believe in me. I'm chipping at a daddy. I'm chipping away. But I'm tripping today, cause you don't see the talent. Somebody hit this man aside his head with a mallet. Cause I'm painting this picture on this canvas with this salad. There's so much more to college. It's talent, you got it. But it's focus when you focus in upon your wallet. We gonna be the best. It's for Christmas in the window. I know the industry might be fluffy like a pillow. So I shoot it. Call me the armadillo. It's focus game out like the garden cigarillo.
Me, homie, this is me. Go, what I'm best to be. Homie, this is me. Have a part of me. Just when tears begin, here's an artery. Baby, this is me. Homie, this is me. Go, go, what I'm destined to be. Homie, this is me. Have a part of me. Just when tears begin, here's an artery. Baby, this is me.
Wow, that song was nasty, dude. I like that song, man. That's a hot joint right there. I give that song a 10-10. I give that song a 10.
I appreciate that.
Hey, dude, I was over here jamming my butt off, man. I love that song. Hey, I'm going to ask Vienna, my co-host, what do you think about that song? 1 to 10, Vienna. Vienna? Okay, Unique, are you out there? Unique INT. Can you guys hear me? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you. I'm here.
Wow, I see them all online, but I don't have that many blocked out. Hey, J-Mac, you out there, right?
Yeah, I'm out here, man.
J-Mac, you just heard that song by Mr. Artist. What you think about that song, brother, 1 through 10?
Man, before I even get a rating, I know that got to be a video to that song, man.
Got to be a video to it, man. That's what I'm sitting here screaming the same thing, man. Got to be a video to that, man. Hey, you heard it, man, from J-Mac, man. You got to be a video.
There got to be a video to that, man. But I'm, you know me, I always get my points, you know what I mean? So I'm giving that, you know what I'm saying, straight 9.5. I don't want to say 10, man, because I don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying, everybody else, but, you know, mine's 10, but it's really, I say 9.5.
I can dig that, brother. Martha, are you still out there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Martha, where you get that song right there? You just heard it, man, by Artistic. Where do you get that song, a 1 through 10? We always get the songs around. We grade the songs at the end to listen to them. Where do you get that song right there? You give it a what?
A 9.
Okay. Okay.
I like
that. That's cool. That was a hot song, man. Well, hey, you know what? I really don't care. Hold on. 615, you got a question?
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings, everyone. I just wanted to know from each one of your perspectives, how do you see hip-hop music, rap music evolving beyond what it is now?
Okay. She directed that question to, I guess, anyone. So, Artistic, yeah? Did you hear that question?
Yeah, I did. To be honest, you know, I'm a real cat, and where hip-hop is going right now, I'm not satisfied or happy with the direction that it is going. A lot of people are leaning to the production versus any type of lyrical content, any type of message, and now it's, you know, I can make a song about putting my clothes on and it'll go platinum. You know, we put a good beat, a good banging 808 behind it. So, yeah, to answer your question, I'm not happy with where music's going, and hopefully with a lot of the DJ affiliations, just like DJ Black Caesar, they have the ability to help change it and steer it in the right direction. So hopefully they take responsibility and help us steer music to the way it should be.
And I agree with artistic. Basically, that would be the same answer I would give, because I'm not happy either. I mean, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, those are the greatest, but the stuff on here nowadays about, like you said, putting your clothes on, taking your clothes off, that's about all you hear now. Selling dope, diamond rings, fast cars, that's about all you hear now. So I would agree with you, man. I'm with you. We have a question from 317. 317, go ahead and ask your question, please. 317, go ahead and ask your question, please. Okay, let's see. We got another question. Sister Gidget, go ahead and ask your question, please.
I don't have no question. I was just going to comment on the song. You know, I'm from L.A., so I had to represent. I had to be over here crip walking. Nice jam, like that. Give it a 10 plus. Yes, I had to represent. Yeah, this little guy talking, I was crip walking, baby, yes.
Okay.
I got questions all across the board. 601, my man, people. What do you got, people?
Hey, Scooby-Doo, baby. Now, Peoples, man, I don't know where that, I can't say that word. I don't know where he at, man. But, listen.
I'm sorry, Scooby.
You know, I would say, man, I get that song a 10 in the Scooby Snack, baby. Can you dig it?
We can dig that.
Salute that, fam.
Most definitely, man. I can dig it. Hold on for a second. We got another question by 347. 347, your mic is open. Go ahead and ask your question, please. Or make your comment.
DJ Pyrex.
Pyrex
in the building, okay.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Nerve DJ, Coast to Coast DJ, Core DJs. Are we all up in here?
Yeah, Core DJs, Nerve DJs. Y'all heard them, man. That's what's up. Hey, brother, what do you get that song right there? You just heard it. What do you get that song?
That's my homie, man. So, you know, already we riding together on this one, you know what I'm saying? I got to give him a straight flat out 10 on that one.
Cool.
Oh,
that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Pyrex, what you got going on over there, man? I know you got a lot going on, man. What you got going on, Pyrex?
Yeah, I just dropped this little mixed CD called Social Networking, you know what I'm saying, through the Coast to Coast, that piff, you know what I mean? It's on all your major websites, you know what I'm saying, y'all? Put the word out, go out, drop it, go get it. You know what I mean? I'm social networking with everybody from Dollar Boy to Yuck Mouth to, you know, everybody major, even local people. You know what I'm saying? Not major. I'm just trying to get it on. You know what I mean?
Hey, brother, I've been keeping up with you. I think I kept up with you for a couple years. I know who you are. I would like to invite you on the show again, but I want to invite you in a different aspect. I want you to actually be one of my guests on the show. I'll get all your information from my man. I'll talk to him and get your information. Artistic, you got the information?
I got him in. We locked in, ready to get it popped. We about to work on this mixtape, so you got to stay ready for that, Black Peter. Don't mess around now. You already know.
Yeah,
me and Pyrex.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Pyrex is on top of it, man. I've been following that guy for a long, long, long time. I know he's a vet in the game, so man, we're happy to have you here, Pyrex.
Yo, Black Caesar. Yo, Caesar.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
It's Peoples, my man.
What's up, Peoples in the house? What's going on, man?
What's up? Hey, check this out. I just want to know if my partner would have for the Cuba connection of Vianna in the house. Vianna, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you. Cuban connection, my man. We in the house. We the familiar, you know what I'm saying? But check it.
Yeah.
Artistic, man, I love that song, man. I give it a 10 and an ice pick, my brother. I'm serious.
I appreciate that, fam. Appreciate that.
That's my cousin right there, man.
That's love, man. Yeah. I got the ice pick, the Scooby Snack, and Cat's walking or crip walking. I love it. I'm feeling the love right now. That's what's up.
Hey, these guys all love you, brother.
Yeah, no better than that.
I got one thing for you to do, man. Can you give these people, like, your social network again? Tell them your website, because we're going to go on to my man and get that going, all right? So give me your social network.
Already. Make sure y'all following me on the Twitter. That's RTISTIC World. Just make sure you follow me there. holler at your boy. Like I said, Mad Social, I'm on Twitter right now, so go ahead and message me. I'll message you right back. We'll go ahead and chop it up, follow each other, and get it popping. And then the website is rtisticworld.com. So make sure y'all add me on the Facebook, lock me in on the Twitter. Download, I got some records. I got This Is Me on there. I got some other records, a joint called One of Those Times, if you like that old school barbecue music, you know. So go on there, make sure you download that, and hit me up. So once again, that's rtisticworld.com, rtisticworld.com. Lock that in.
You know what, man? I made a mistake in the beginning of the show, man. I'm sorry. I said we had some independents on the phone. I'm sorry for saying that because I got nothing but major artists on the phone right now. I mean, all these guys right here, you should know them. If you don't, that means you're not on the internet keeping up like we are, because we're like the hustlers for real, guys. If you don't know who Artist is, if you don't know who Artistic is, and you don't know who my man Pyrex is, if you don't know who J-Mac is, if you don't know Flesh and Bone, you're probably on the wrong phone call. You feel me? Can you dig that? Hey, Flesh, no, Flesh, I'm sorry. Flesh is gone. Hey, Vienna, are you still out there?
I'm here.
Hey, Vienna, I'm going to let you introduce this next artist, man, because this guy right here is basically off the chain. This guy right here is so stupid with it. It's insane. If you haven't heard my
name, before y'all do that, as I go, I just want to shout you out real quick, Black Caesar Vienna. I want to say I appreciate, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I appreciate that you guys have me on here. I appreciate Pyrex,
yes,
and Nerve DJs, where we met each other. Coast to coast, everybody following and supporting the brand. I really appreciate y'all. I got nothing but respect and love. And, yeah, we out of here. So I'm going to let you go ahead and do the rest of your show. But I appreciate y'all once again, all right?
Thanks, brother. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Okay. Now, where was I at? I was saying the world famous, the most disputable character right now in the rap game. Hey, this dude, I can say a lot. I can talk about him forever, guys. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let Vienna introduce my next artist that's going to be on this phone line. So I know you guys don't believe it, and she'll tell you basically who he is and what he has going on. She'll also let you know whose brother this is. You guys it's going to be amazed. I know you guys already know what I'm talking about. I know you guys are already reading. But if you're reading, if you're on right now, what I need you guys to do is go to the bottom of that page right there and make a comment in that area. Just make any comment you want. You know, tell me how good the show was, how bad it was, what we need to do to improve the show. Tell me whatever. I mean, that little area all belongs to you guys right now. What I need you to do is go down there, leave me your phone number also or whatever. And if you want to interview, leave your phone number down there, and I can get back to you. But you guys, please do that, because I've been trying to get everybody involved with that. And one time we had like over 1,000 people get involved. So you guys do that for me, and I love you all. And Vienna, can you introduce my next guest?
Our next guest is the brother of Bone Thugs and Harmony. J-Mac is in
the
house.
What's up, man? What it do?
What's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Y'all already know, man, still staying with the Thug Style, man. You know what I'm saying? Just completed the album. You know what I mean? It's called Nothing to Fear. Getting ready to drop real soon. Getting ready for these tours. You know what I'm saying? Jumping on with my brothers and everything to rock the bills. You know what I'm saying? Got a piece of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For the action. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it moving, man. Getting ready to plot for this video. You know what I'm saying? 2 weeks. And getting ready for my movie.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what? J-Mac, you got so much going. You just like me, brother. But can you tell the people, basically, when you got started in the game, because I know you got a lot going on, and we're going to try to get it out within 30 minutes, but if we can't, we'll get you back on the show at another date, man. But just tell the people what you got going on and basically who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the industry threat, man. J-Mac, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all heard that thing.
Hey,
I'm sorry, man. I'm promoting this guy.
All my followers and fans, they know what it is, man. The boy got a stamp now.
I'm going to stop promoting you and let you handle your own business. I'm going to leave you alone to Vienna handle her business. But, hey, you know I can't stop promoting you, man. I'm in your corner. I got to keep on promoting, man, even when I'm on the radio show. Feel me?
No, you know they call me like Junior Caesar now, man. Get it in, man.
Hey, he had the scopes and all that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, me and this brother right here, man, it's very funny, man, how much we got in common.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Met that man a few years back, man, and ever since then, man, we was like brothers, strong as, you know what I'm saying, blood as my own brothers.
Yes,
we've been passionate, making moves together, man, and it won't stop until the end, and we always going to be in heaven getting it in.
Right.
Yeah, man, just matching, man, getting things together, man, you know, situation with my niece, man, being kidnapped, you know what I'm saying, that was a little tragedy, little situation, but, you know what I'm saying, thank the Lord and all the support that I've been getting from the fans and friends, you know what I'm saying, family, you know, Caesar, you know what I'm saying, Fiona Show, everybody that's been looking out, I want to thank y'all for all your blessings, you know what I'm saying, the prayers for that, she's home safely. I'm not going to get in too much like my bro did. He already put the stamp down.
right.
But, yeah, man, it's been very beautiful, man, going on these past years, man. And now, you know, got my mind together, man, staying on the business, staying on top, hooking up with artists out there, you know what I'm saying, locally, you know what I'm saying, independent, and majors. So it's been a blessing.
Hey, I know it has been, man. You know, I keep up with you, too, man. I've been on your career since we met, since we became friends and brothers. So I've been watching your career. And also, I've been basically helping you as far as with getting your name out there. I've been helping you with that also. So can you tell little people about basically your record labels that you deal with? Because I know you're dealing with hey, tell them a little bit about your brother's record label. I mean, what are they called now?
Lazy Bone, he got a record label. It's called Harmony House Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Flesh and Bone is Flesh and Bone Global. Mashing, you know what I'm saying, with them and things like that, man. Mo Thug still alive, so, you know what I'm saying, still got that thing going on and cracking. Harden Records, you know what I'm saying? That's a good friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, producer, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people know who that is. And that's DJ Black, you know what I'm saying? DJ Big Crack, you know what I'm saying? Be doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? And getting it on and popping, man. Got a lot of different, you know what I'm saying, connections and stuff that's been going on that complimenting this album. Plus with Caesar, can't forget about him. He's majorly a part of that, you know what I'm saying, motivational and all types of levels. But, yeah.
I feel that. I can dig it, man. Hey, I appreciate that also, man. Hey, can you tell me a little bit about, like, what you got going on right now? Because I know you got a new song out, and can you tell me a little bit about who the artists were on that song or, like some of the major artists you've been dealing with? Because I know you deal with a lot of majors.
The first single I got coming out from the Nothing to Fear album is called Keep My Name Out Your Mouth, which consists of the features are Lazy Bone, Houdini Black, Pastor Troy, and Styles P.
Right.
So that situation actually came across from Houdini Black, and he actually had the song together with Styles P and Pastor Troy. Houdini Black is a good friend of mine. He came to me with the level, you know what I'm saying, let me hear what it was going like. I jumped on the track. He felt, you know what I'm saying, it would have been better if I was to put it on mine. So I said, okay, so I ran into Lazy Bone, gave him the track. He liked the track. He put it down straight when he heard it, and it was magic from there.
That's what's up, brother. That's what's up. Vienna, please ask some questions because this dude's a good friend of mine. I already know everything about him, and I can go on forever. So I'm going to let you talk to J-Mac now.
All right. Now, coming from a musical family, is this something that you always wanted to do?
My passion really was sports. Like, I was playing football, you know what I'm saying, basketball, baseball, things like that, man. So rap, you know what I'm saying, anything musically really wasn't my passion, you know what I'm saying. I always wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, like my brothers, because, of course, that's my older brother. So as a little young one, I always look up to my brothers. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, when my brothers doing their thing, I'm like, let me go on and try it. And it actually came out nice, and, yeah. Shows now what it was, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
But, yeah.
So how long have you been in the game?
How long I've been in the game?
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, since 2009, I've been starting, you know what I'm saying, as a little one, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing, been up under my awesome big brother wing and stuff like that, being in big-time meetings with them and stuff, you know what I'm saying, teaching me the game, the business side as well as the entertainment aspect, and started mashing really serious, man, when I hooked up with Caesar, you know what I'm saying, back in 2008.
Yeah, that was 2008. Yeah, 2008.
So Caesar actually took me under his wings, you know what I'm saying, perfected me to be where I need to be, and that's showing right now. You know what I'm saying? Business-minded, educated-minded, knowing how to speak, what to speak about, how to speak it out, you know what I'm saying, to determine on to the fans. You know what I'm saying?
This is one of the smartest artists that I know right now to date. This guy right here is really on top of it. I'm sorry, J-Mac. I had to let him know that, man. I had to let him know.
No problem, man. You know, and I just look at, you know what I'm saying, myself as, you know, everyone want to be that superstar. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be that legend. See, on my mind frame, I take it to the Lord's hand. And if the Lord want me to be that legend, then there so it be. But until then, I'm going to get my word out, show you how I live, how my brothers live, how we all live, you know what I'm saying, the right lifestyle and what's going on in this world, and try to get their mind frame to the right frame where it need to be to understand this world and try to put it together right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like y'all was saying about the little hip-hop gang, to me, the game is stupid. You know what I mean? Everybody come out. Now I ain't going to say everybody, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of them ain't talking right. They're talking stupid. You know what I mean? It seems like everybody high when they wake up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they don't understand that's not real music. You see what I'm saying? Like, I get tired of hearing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about the beat and the hook. Therefore, it shouldn't be no artists out here. It should just be DJs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's how I feel, man. No artists, just DJs need to just come out, man.
Hi, you have reached the office of Unique INT and New Live Productions. And
now, what are your fondest musical memories in your house or in your neighborhood or just on stage?
Okay, you repeat that?
What are your fondest musical memories, whether if it's in your house or in your hood or, you know, on stage? Like, which one was your most favorite musical memories that you've had?
Let me see. First, I could say on stage, actually being on stage with my brothers performing. That was the first ever, you know what I'm saying, memory that I ever have to the end. You know what I mean? For me, being on stage with my brother and having that electrifying connection towards them, and, you know what I'm saying, us giving it to the fans and the fans loving it and things like that, that made me show, you know what I'm saying, show that who I was and receiving, you know what I'm saying, the love from them, and that got me to protect, you know what I'm saying, productive my style right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
As in household, my family is a big part of my life. You know what I mean? As in musical influences, you know what I mean? Like my man's, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, what was his name again? Artis. Artis, okay. Like what he was saying, like, you know, there's a lot of family out here that don't support. You know what I mean? When you try to pull in support. But a lot of family, you know what I'm saying, it's wrong that they'll wait till you to blow up and there you is, you know what I'm saying, everybody together and stuff like that. But same time, you can't think about that. You just got to keep it moving and keep it mashing and think about your situation and life. Because at the end of the day, you got to learn that you're the only one taking care of yourself. You know what I mean? Can't nobody take care of you better than you.
That's right.
So, you know what I mean? That's, I used to think like that on family and stuff, like, you know, everybody got that. You ain't all got your whole family behind you, like, yeah, we got you and do this and that. They all support you, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you just got to keep it moving, keep it mashing, you know what I'm saying? You believe in yourself, everybody else going to believe in you.
That's right. I agree with you. Now, your brother was mentioning that a lot of people, you know, get nervous, you know, before a performance and how sometimes he gets nervous too. Do you get nervous also before a performance?
Oh, shoot. I ain't gonna lie. My first show I did with my brother, I was backstage. And so me and my brother, actually, it was Flesh and Bone. We had a track together. It was called Hard Times. And that track consists of Stu D's, PD, you know what I'm saying, the whole Immortal Thugs, you know what I'm saying, Lil Dog, you know what I'm saying, AK-47, you know what I'm saying, and 50 Cal, you know what I'm saying, that's Two Gun out in California, you know what I'm saying, much love to them. And, so when I happened to look behind, you know what I'm saying, at the curtain, I seen it was over 30,000 people. And so I said, no. Music come on, everybody on stage but me. My brother Fletch had to chase me around. You know what I mean? But it was real good, though, when I stepped out on stage and I heard the fans screaming and things like that. It was like I was in my own little world then, so you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was nervous as heck.
Now, how do you handle mistakes during a performance?
Say what?
How do you handle mistakes during a performance?
Oh, I just do just like how my brother, you know what I'm saying, man? I make a little ad-lib like a hey or a ho or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Or I just don't think about it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
My whole thing is executing, you know what I'm saying, to the highest level, you know what I'm saying, as in giving the fans what they want. So my whole thing is performance, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I had to, you know what I'm saying, teach myself is performing and making the fans feel they having a good time. And that's what I do. I'm the party guy, so you know what I mean?
I hear that.
Yeah, I'm the dude to get you out of
here. He is like that. He ain't lying. Because I know. Dude,
yeah.
Hey, this dude came to Memphis to see me one time, man. We actually had an interview. And he came to Memphis, and we were chilling out, and we went to a bar. And when he went into the bar, the woman knew who he was, and she was asking him all kind of questions. He was acting like, oh, man, he's like, you know, just talking to her. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, does everybody know you? He was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, everybody knows me. And I was like, wow. So, Damon is a threat to the industry, guys. I'm just letting you know, he is a threat. So you guys better watch it because he's coming for you. He's coming to take whatever you get. He's coming for you.
No doubt.
Hey, man, you know I got to promote. Hey, I got to promote my artist.
That's
right.
See, you
now,
know how we do, man.
Which song of yours are you most proud of and why?
You said what you say again?
What song of yours are you most proud of and why?
Oh, wow.
I know, I'm throwing
That's
it out there tonight, right?
Actually, I got a lot of songs, man. I'm trying to think, man. I got over 650 songs, so I can actually think about the album. Well, I did a track on the album. It's called Welcome Home, and that's actually one of my favorites because it's actually I put my whole heart and soul into that. And what it was talking about, you know what I'm saying, that song is how we came up, you know what I'm saying, in this industry and stuff. And then there's a lot of things I see on the internet that they fell off and things like that, you know what I'm saying, kind of hurt me, you know. But then at the same time, it got me stronger and it made me grow to know, you know what I mean, you got to keep going. You can't just fall and think, okay, well, this is the end of things.
We lost J-Mac. Hold on for a second. Let me hit him back up. Let me get him back on the phone, Vianna.
All right.
Gaz, just hold on a second. Let's ring him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, brother, we lost you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and continue, Vianna.
No, he was responding to the question. Go ahead, J-Mac.
Oh, okay.
Okay, say that again now.
No, we were talking about your song. Like, which one was the most memorable song that you had and why?
Yeah, that was Welcome Home, like I was saying. That track basically consists of, you know what I'm saying, me checking out, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in life, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop, and as in what's going on with us. Looking at it, you know what I'm saying, through, like, Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Google, and seeing what some fans and things were saying, like, what's going on with Bone, what's going on with the little brothers, going on, la, 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 and thinking, like, we fell off.
Right.
So I end up going in my head and thinking, like, what's going to actually be the real J Mac? What's going to be the one that's going to be able to stand out and people going to know who that man is? So I had to think inside of myself and put my whole heart and spirit inside of my song to even come out and show, you know what I'm saying, what it is. Basically, it's saying I'm coming hard and I'm not stopping, and here I am. Let's get it.
That's
welcome back to the industry.
Now, you also mentioned that you're going to be doing a movie. Now, let's talk about that one.
Yeah, the movie is called It Is What It Is.
Okay.
The movie consists of about, it's me, you know what I'm saying, it's J-Mac. Being a hardhead, you know what I'm saying, I got into the industry doing what I do, and then it wasn't going as well as I thought it would, so I tried to stop just like anybody else. But I had good friends on the side that was actually trying to get me to keep going and not stop. But at the same time, it was some industry, you know what I'm saying, A&Rs that was coming, and they was really signed artists. So they're trying to put me up into the showcase so I can be able to get signed. Everybody believed in me, so, you know, I kept it mashing. So I got these obstacles where there's people out here trying to stop me, you know what I mean? Some try to shoot, some try to fight, you know what I'm saying? Anything to try to take my mind off of where I need to be. And this is what this movie is about. That's why it is what it is. Get ready for it, because it's going to be wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that movie, Vienna.
Oh yeah, he already got the script, so.
I'm gonna be in that movie. That's all I gotta say. I'm gonna be in that movie.
Yeah. Caesar got the script. He know about it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
That's what's up. So now, how does it feel being a part of Bone Thugs as that unit, as that family? You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
being that you've been
in
the industry for so many years, and now that you're older, now that you know you could go ahead and say, okay, well, you know, I'm J Mac.
Right.
I'm part of this, you know, I'm part of this legacy. How does that make you feel?
Every day is a blessing, you know what I mean? Like, from my brothers being to who they are, you know what I'm saying? It's all a blessing, you know what I mean? Like, I get a lot of people that ask me, man, how does it feel to be their brothers, you know, and things like that. And my thing, this used to be my thing to them. I tell them, how does it feel to have your brother? You know what I mean? To me, they was nothing but brothers with money. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wasn't looking at it like they successful, this and that, and star and all that. But at the same time, it's just like you know what I'm saying, having a brother that's a CEO of a company. You know what I mean? That brother can put you in a position where you need to be at, and a lot of people don't have that. So I understand, you know what I'm saying, what they mean by what they say. So that's why I continue to say this is a blessing for me.
It is a blessing, brother. I believe you on that. And I will say this, J Mac doesn't take any hand-me-downs from anyone. So it really doesn't bother this guy, man, because I'm like, damn, dude, what's up? And basically, I mean, he only liked to be, how do you say, I can't even think of the word I'm trying. I can think of the word, but I don't want to sound really tacky, but this brother right here, he wants to do it on his own. He's not looking for a handout. He ain't looking for anything like that. I can tell you that right now. And basically, I can dig that. I can feel him. But, you know, we're still in the industry. And in the industry, you got to do whatever you got to do. But I will tell you one thing. J-Mac will do exactly what he does. He's an industry threat. He's not worried about that. He's not worried about getting on today or tomorrow. He's just worried about getting on. And with this movie, I mean, it's going to be outstanding. I've seen the trailer. It's going to be a great movie, and I am going to be part of it. I mean, I'm just letting you know, I am going to be part of it because that's my man. So this guy right here, man, I love him to death. He's just like a little brother to me. So I feel like I'm in the same family as him. I feel like he takes care of me, and I take care of him. And J-Mac, I love you to death, brother.
You already know, man. Nothing but love over here always, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a question from 601, man. Let me see. This is my cousin right here. Let me see what he wants to say to you guys. I think he wants to address you. What's up, dude? Your phone is on. 601? Okay. I guess his phone basically just made it hit the thing by accident. 901. Martha, what's up? You got something to say? Martha.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
We hear you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm Little Bone.
Hey, well, you know what, guys? Hey, J-Mac, if you don't mind, can I get a world premiere from you, brother, from your song, I Got J-Mac, Keep My Name Out Your Mouth? Can I get a world premiere for that?
Oh, yeah, you already know. No doubt. You are about to witness life and history right now. The world premiere of J-Mac the Threat from the album Nothing to Fear, song Keep My Name Out Your Mouth right now and direct. DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. Let's go.
You said
I keep my name out your mouth.
everybody. The show is coming to an end. I want J-Mac to give his social networks where we shut down. We got about a minute and 45 seconds, J-Mac. Can you give it real quick?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and just throw out the Twitter, man. Hit me up at The Real J-Mac, T-H-E-R-E-A-L-J-A-I-M-A-C. Everything else, man, get up with DJ Black Caesar for, you know what I'm saying, collabos and all that, you know what I'm saying? And it's a wrap.
Thanks a lot, J-Mac. I appreciate that. Hey, Sister Gidget, hold on for a second. Okay, your phone was on. Sister Gidget, where you get that song right there that J-Mac just had?
Well, first of all, you know, I am a longtime fan of the entire family. So, first, I want to say, commend you, J-Mac, for coming out and giving, you know, your flavor to the family. I admire your family. I admire the work. I'm a big, big, big fan. And, of course, that song, you know how I do it, Caesar. It's a 10-plus. I ain't going to throw away out there because I know I'll be breaking the rule, but you know it's more than a 10, but I give you 10 since that's what you asking for.
Thank you. Vienna, what do you get that song,
Vienna? I give it you only go up to 10. You can't go up to, like, 20 or 30.
No, we keep it at 10, man. That's the way the rules always say. That's the other show.
Then I ain't voting then because I want it to be, like, high up there. So I'm just going to leave it high up there.
Hey, J-Mac, between you and I ain't got nothing to do with Caesar's show. That's a million to one, baby. Trust
Thank
that.
You.
Wow. Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate everybody showing up tonight for the DJ Black Caesar show in Vienna. We appreciate everybody who was online tonight. And we had a lot of people tuning in, man. A lot of people tuning in. And I thank everybody for calling in. Everybody that had a question. You didn't get to answer the question. I apologize, guys, because we're running out of time. So if you want to call in at another later date and ask a question, got a question about this show, just call me up at 662-995-0679. I'll be able to answer that question. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. If you have anything that you want to tell J-Mac, if you want to do a collabo with him, if you need any information from his brothers or anything like that, just get in touch with me at 662-995-0679.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah,
I got
sir,
one more
up?
Thing I
want
to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a quick shout-out, man. I wanted to shoot a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, to
okay.
WV Productions, you know what I'm saying, Harden Records, you know what I'm saying, the Mo Thugg family, you know what I'm saying, the Harmony House, you know what I'm saying, Entertainment, Black Caesar and the Vienna Show, for show, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, my sister Lady V, you know what I'm saying, First Lady, you know what I mean, and yeah, we can go on, but that's for another show.
Hey, we will have you back.
Oh, yeah, sweetheart, sister. I don't know if I forgot her name, but sweetheart
Gidget.
Over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good, actually. Man, I thank you, J-Mac, and I appreciate your brother coming out tonight, man. We're going to get Lazy Bone in the show also at a later date because he had something going on. But you guys have tuned in to the show. We appreciate it. We're on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Check out the show. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who's listening. So you could get discovered. I can make you famous. Hey, guys, enjoy your night, the rest of the evening, guys. It's like 9 o'clock right now. So enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll talk to you on the flip-flop. DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show. Go ahead and start promoting these shows. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.